Having that habit, it builds confidence and it builds discipline too. It keeps you doing the same thing.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Our Path Podcast. We're so happy you could join us here today. We got a great conversation coming up for you. We're going to be talking about lifting, going to the gym, getting gains, getting huge,
gains,
getting beefy, and whatever you want to call it. Let's talk about it.
I'm Dean.
I'm Drew.
And I'm Tony.
No, yeah, they're like, there's this huge stigma of, like, if I go to the gym, everybody's watching me because I'm small and I'm just getting started, and they're going to make fun of me because I'm, like, not as big as them. But, like, nah, like, everybody's like, yeah, King, go.
Yeah, like, maybe one or two people look at you funny. Like, that's it. But all in all.
But those people are usually rejected from, like, the community.
And usually those people look funny, too. So.
True. Or they're just, like, the really, really strange people that shouldn't be in there.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, I don't get it. It's like I've talked to people before that are like, I don't want a gym membership because I don't want to work out in front of people because they might judge me. Like, if they judge you, first of all, you should have AirPods in, so how would you know? Second of all, if they judge you, they're probably rejected from the community anyway because overwhelmingly, you see like a really skinny dude in the gym. It's like, I hope I see him again because I hope he sticks with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, overall, it's always been a good experience for me going there. I mean, everybody's pretty supportive of you. You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. I went to the gym the other day, and there was this kid that was really thin, like a really thin guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, damn, I really hope that this guy, like, comes back and I see him again. I really hope that he sticks with it. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's the mindset a lot of people in the gym have is, like, dude, just keep on coming, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, you see a couple people there, and there's really no stigma around it. Like, I know people are like, oh, I don't want to see people I know, but it's like, why not? You know, you go in there, and you might see some faces you haven't seen in a while. You just talk to them. Everyone who you run into there is good. I mean, generally, I've never had a problem running into people I know there, talking to new people I know there. I went up to some guy the other day because he was taking over the rack I was in, and he had a really, really nice belt, a nice power belt. And I started asking him about it, and at the end, introduces himself, which I was surprised about, and then we had a conversation after that.
Yeah.
Like, you never know what can happen. Everyone in there is usually really good. Yeah,
it's like everybody's in there super nice. Like, the one day I was working out and I saw this guy in the Juice WRLD shirt, and I'm like, that's so cool. So I went up to him, I was like, dude, I love your shirt. Yeah. Thanks, man, I got it here. And he starts telling me about like his favorite music, where he got it and all that. It's like, it's so easy just to go in there and approach anybody because, like, everybody's there for the same reason. Everybody in there has something in common.
I saw a guy, top 10 regrets of my life. I saw a guy in there who had a really cool tank top on. It was, I think there was like a quote or something on the front. Mm-hmm. And on the back, it was like a cartoon of a Lamborghini Countach. If you've never seen one, look it up. It's like the 80s icon of supercars. And it was like in a Tokyo city or something. Like, it was the coolest looking tank top I've ever seen. And I never went up and asked about it, but I should have.
A missed opportunity right there for sure.
Top 10 regrets of my life.
Yeah, I feel like, and even just outside of the gym, just like car community and all that, like, everybody's already got something in common. So it's so easy to make friends in that community because, like, you already have something to talk about. You don't have to try and find a common ground. You are literally sitting in it.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is for the gym, too. You can easily just pick up a conversation about, oh, what are you doing today? Oh, I'm doing X, Y, Z, and I'm doing, you know, ABC. Okay.
Exactly. And I met a few people there who actually drive the same car I drive. And I've never talked to these people before, but then they see me pull in with my car and I walk in, they're like, yo, you drove that car there, right? I'm like, yeah. And then I've made like three new friends at the gym just because of, like, they just see what I drive. They drive the same thing. They're like, yeah, this guy's tight.
Nice.
I don't know.
And not only that, but the gym is such a healthy habit to have. You know, you do it safe, of course. Don't use the juice and get spotted when you need to. But other than that, it's like the gym is such a healthy habit to have.
Yeah.
Mentally, physically, and all that, where it's tough. It's more hard for some people to start than others, but I advise everybody to start at some point.
I guess it could give you something to look forward to today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gives you something to do.
Absolutely.
And I think, too, like, it keeps your confidence up. And confidence with so many areas of your life is what you need. So if you go to the gym consistently, I mean, even it depends what consistency means to you. Some people that's 3 days a week, some people that's 6 days a week, but
even one day a week,
it could even depending on who you are, like, it could be one day a week, but having that habit, it builds confidence and it builds discipline too. It keeps you doing the same thing and you build that discipline and you don't miss a day in 5 weeks. It's like, okay, well, can't miss another day. I've already been doing this 5 weeks.
Right.
Yeah. We've alluded to that in past podcasts where, you know, maybe not for the gym, but, you know, you start a timer on your phone, you're trying to quit a habit, you start a timer on your phone when you officially stopped and see how long you can go. You know, you're not going to trade 10 minutes, whatever the habit is, for like 600 hours of, you know, resistance to that habit. Or with the gym, why would you want to stop like a 35-week streak in the gym? I just don't get it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously take a rest day, though. Don't be so committed to the fact that you keep going and going and going, and then you just burn out because you can't do it anymore. Important. So,
but I mean, weeks where you went, you know, your program is 4 days a week, so you go 4 days a week for 50 weeks. Why would you, like, unless you're sick or something, why would you stop going? Because at that point, it's already, like, so ingrained into your lifestyle.
Dan, if you were going for 50 weeks straight to the gym, I don't think you could physically be ripped away from it. I think it'd be so ingrained in you at that point.
Yeah.
What could honestly stop you?
Yeah, because, like,
I mean, maybe a life-changing injury, sure. But even then, you're probably still going to go back.
No, yeah, of course. Like, I've been working out, I don't know. I think I started in August or July, so it's probably been close to a year now. And the only times that I've ever not gone to the gym for a week would have been when I was sick. It's the only time I can remember.
Yeah.
That's really the only times I ever don't go to the gym is sick or
vacation. Don't be afraid to take a vacation.
Like, yeah.
You have the opportunity to go somewhere. Don't be the guy that's like, nah, I can't go. I can't miss the gym. You're gonna waste your life if you do that. You're not going to go see... You're not going to go see Paris because, you know, you got to hit chest? No. No, you're not doing that.
Go to a French gym. See what it's like.
You could find a gym in other parts of the world if you really wanted to do that. You're going to miss an opportunity to go camping with your friends because, oh, leg day is Saturday? No.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, but don't skip legs, though.
No, don't skip legs.
At that point, probably should bring a barbell in place with you to camping, you know?
You can't spell legendary without legs.
Exactly. No point in skipping leg day. It's just going to hurt you in the long run.
But the gym is good and all, but I think that it bleeds into so many other parts of your life, such as confidence or approaching people or whatever it is that you want to improve, where the gym is like kind of the foundation, at least for me, it's kind of the foundation of things that I want to improve, like approaching or making new friends or being confident. Like, that's kind of where it all starts, I would say.
Yeah, I could see that because you could easily translate the confidence that you have to go talk to people, because I know a lot of people struggle with anxiety about talking to people, but I think the gym is probably one of the best places to talk to people because, like you said, you already have something in common and everyone is going to generally be pretty accepting and pretty chill there. So you start using that approach, you start talking to people there, just go with that mindset out into the rest of the world and it's going to work.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I was at the gym, I was doing like a chest press. And it was with the landmine thing. So like it attaches to the bottom of a rack and you just press it. And I was doing it wrong. My form was like, my back wasn't straight. And this guy, random guy, didn't know. He just came up to me. He's like, hey man, can I help you out with that? I was like, yeah, sure. And I just took out my AirPod and he's like, all right, so just make sure your back's straight. And he like taught me how to like keep my back straight. And then I did one rep for him just so he can check my form. He's like, yeah, man, looks great. Keep doing it. I'm like, cool.
Yeah. I mean,
like,
Don't be the guy that's going to be overbearing and correcting people's form to the point where it's just, you know, disgusting. But if you see somebody doing something that's, you know, seriously
blatantly wrong,
could potentially lead to injury, you know, you might want to say, hey, man, you might want to check your form a little bit. Looks like you could get hurt there.
Yeah.
And you might be met with, you know, it's rare, but you could easily be met with, you know, the hell with you. I'm doing what I want. No. Then that's their problem.
Yeah.
But don't also be the guy that's, you know, going up to girls and trying to correct their form when there's nothing wrong with it. Cause you see that in there too. And that's scummy.
I actually didn't even know about that. I didn't even think about that. No.
Oh yeah. That'll happen in there.
I don't pay attention. I just do my own thing when I'm there.
Yeah. But I mean, he was super nice about it though.
Yeah. Like, and you can do that. Just be super nice about it. And that's how most people are. But like, you know, there's also jerks in the gym too, but they're rare, but they're there. For sure. Like, this one guy wanted me to spot him. And disclaimer, this is the first time I've ever had to spot anybody. Like, I
so it's a ready. Yep. Yeah.
I've never had to like do this before, especially for a stranger. So I don't, and everybody likes to be spotted differently.
Yeah, they do.
So this guy's huge. He's a meathead. I'm like, okay, sure. So in between sets, I go over there to help him out and he goes down with the bar and he's trying to get it back up, but he it's going kind of slow. He's probably going to get it up, but it's going slow. So just to make sure he doesn't drop it, I put my hands on, I didn't touch the bar. I just put my hands under it just to make sure. And he starts yelling, don't put your hands there. What are you doing? And he put it back up. He's like, what the hell are you doing? I'm like, dude, take it easy. And one of Drew's coworkers was actually right behind us.
Yeah.
So the guy walks away all fired up.
Yeah.
Because I didn't touch the bar. I just put my hands under it just to make sure. And Tommy, which his name, he's like, what the hell was that? I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm never spotting anybody again. I'm retired.
Yeah, because everybody does like to be spotted differently.
Yeah, so like, if you put your hands under it, it wouldn't bother me necessarily.
No, I don't. Usually, I've had people spot me before, and if they go to put their hands, I just say, I got it.
Yeah.
And here, put it this way. If you can't say, I got it in that moment, you probably don't have it. I'm going to be honest. Like, on a bench press, and I've had people spotting me, and I can't say the words, I got it, when they go to help me out, then I'm probably going to fail.
Yeah. But this guy was like a jerk about it. So, yeah, that's just a story to say. Yeah, you're going to, and that's kind of a metaphor for life, too. You're going to run into people who either don't appreciate what you're doing or don't need your help or whatever it is. But those are just the people that you don't associate with. Like, it's kind of people get offended by people who don't like them or don't need their help or something. But it's just kind of one person you got to cross off the list.
Yeah.
Like, you're almost doing yourself a favor. You've ratted out one person that doesn't need your help or doesn't like you. Cool. Don't associate with them. That's one less person you have to try and make like you.
You guys ever see the, I don't know if it's a meme or sketch, cartoon, whatever you want to call it, but it's like lifting prepares you for life's obstacles. This guy sitting in a tub, like it's a cartoon drawing. He's sitting in the tub, and you can only see his head. And then this other guy comes up, and he's got the word life written on him, and he grabs him. He's like poking at him, and the guy out of the tub stands up, and he's ripped or whatever. And he goes, "Not me, Buster." He starts grabbing life by the shirt.
It's funny. It's true though. It's true.
Yeah, I think it's a good metaphor for it.
Yeah, and like we talked about, it builds your confidence, it builds your discipline, and it makes you look good.
Your character too.
And it builds your character.
Yeah.
You become more confident in your own skin, and when you become more confident, you become more humble. You easily weed out the people you don't need to associate with, I think, is the biggest one. Like, you're able to identify when somebody's wasting your time or is worth your time.
I agree.
Like, there's a lot of people out there who have that problem where, you know, with guys trying to pursue women, it's like the girl's not really giving them the time of day, but they're going to pursue anyway.
Okay.
Instead of just saying, okay, to hell with you. You know, you have my phone number. I'll see you when I see you. So they just keep going and going and going. Whereas I feel like as you become more confident in your own skin, it's easier to let that go and just say, you know what, you have my phone number. If you want to hang out, text me. And that goes for friends too. That's not just romantic relationships. That goes for friends too. People who are wasting your time are using you.
Don't water dead plants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the way I see it is though, that's good. I like that idea, but you don't want to be the guy that's actually in the gym so much that you don't have a social life.
No,
like,
yeah.
You're blowing friends off so continuously and all the time because of the gym.
Yeah, for real.
Because I was there at one point. And I started doing that. I was like, nah, I can't make it. I got to go to the gym. And it's like, at the time, I think it was okay because I wasn't really missing too much stuff. But like, if someone's like I said before, with the, you know, you want to go on a trip or something and you say, no, I'm going to the gym. Even if you just want to go hang out, you haven't seen your friends in a while. It's like, is one day going to kill you? Probably not. Just pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah, just reschedule.
Or just have a shorter workout. It's not bad for you to have a shorter workout. You probably need it. It's like taking a light day. You need it every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, I did the same thing earlier this week. I usually work out Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Friday, Saturday. Mm-hmm. And Tuesday, I had a bunch going on. You know, I was going to go late, but then, you know, stuff kept happening. I was like, you know what? Tomorrow. And you know what? I am still breathing. I'm still living, and the sun still rose. So it's possible.
I think the best test of that for me was the one time I got the flu and I couldn't go to the gym regularly. I don't think I was in there for a week. It was bad. It was like really bad. Mm-hmm. Everyone's experience is different getting back into the gym. At the time though, I don't think I actually lost any progress as far as weights went. Like the numbers go, really? I'm pretty sure I was right exactly where I was, maybe 5 pounds difference.
Really?
Yeah. And that was being sick for a whole week.
I was out of the gym for 2 weeks because I had COVID. And I think when I finally got back into the gym, I might have lost like 5-10 pounds off of my usual. So it wasn't the end of the world.
Dude, I remember we went to Florida in August and I got really bad food poisoning. And on top of that, I had a cold. Uh-huh. So life just like ripped my throat out that week. And I went back to the gym a week later when we were home.
Yeah.
And at that point, I remember I was dumbbell flat benching 55s in each hand. I couldn't even get 35s up when I got back. Well, it was horrible.
That might just be exhaustion at that point, though.
Yeah. I mean, I was tired, but, man, and like we were saying here, it's okay to take a rest day, but whoever you are, I think it's such a good habit to get in the gym. Because, I mean, you might be sitting there thinking, well, I don't have 6 days out of the week to be in the gym. It could be, like we said, 1 day a week. Yeah. Exercise is different for everybody.
True.
People think, like, they see a really big person, a really large person, like, oh, they're just walking on the treadmill. Like, that's going to do nothing for them. But, you know, that's exercise to them.
They might have a hard time walking.
Right.
You don't know. Maybe getting on the treadmill and walking for 15 minutes to them, it's like a blessing.
Yeah. I mean, their heart rate's going up. I mean, that's exercise.
I mean, we all start someplace different. And you really, as soon as you start going to the gym, I think you judge people less. You don't judge them as hard. You know, everyone has their own thing. Everyone's been somewhere. They've been through something. And most of the time, you just end up seeing people for who they are and you don't put too much thought into anything else.
Yeah. It doesn't really matter how you get there. It just, keeping that habit consistent and just keeping an open mind is the biggest thing I'd say. You know, I almost feel like the new people judge people more than the people who've been there for a while.
I will say that I agree with that, though, because I hadn't gone to the gym in months because I have my home gym. So I've just been training there because it's like, I don't really want to go. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go back. I need to get out more. I need to go see people again. Like the first 2 days I was in there, I felt like I judged people harder. And then after that, I was like, back to normal. Didn't care. Didn't worry about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was just like, whatever.
I like to just go in there. I see so many familiar faces. Like ever since I started, there's just been those people that have been there so long. So like every time I go in there, I see at least one person I don't know, but it's like a familiar face. And as you keep going there, you start to build more and more of those people. And those people obviously see you too. So it's like you all know each other, but you don't. It's kind of weird, but it's kind of cool at the same time.
Yeah, I just think it's a habit that everybody should try and pick up at some point because it just bleeds into so many other areas of your life where it's just you get a heavy return on investment, no doubt.
Yeah.
On your time.
Yeah. I think a good thing to point out too is don't be afraid to try a different gym. Like there's so many options now that you can easily find a gym that fits more so of who you are.
Yeah.
And no one's really going to care in the end. I'll be honest with you. Like if you train at Planet Fitness or if you trade at some hardcore powerlifting gym, at the end of the day, you're just training, you know?
Yeah.
Big
same thing. Same poop, different toilet.
I'd respect you for just going at that point.
Exactly. Getting out and doing it. That's half the battle, honestly.
Right.
Just to kind of wrap up here, there is a billionaire out there named Manny Koshman. Look him up. He's a very successful man. And I watched an interview on him.
Yeah.
And it was from a podcast called The Passionate Few. Highly recommend it. And they asked him, like, okay, what's one thing that you think everybody should do if they want to be, like, super rich, super successful, all that stuff? And he said exercise. Because he was, like, at one point he was living in a car with 7 of his siblings. And he said no matter what, he always had a few dumbbells with him. And he'd always work out because it kept his confidence up and it kept him going. And I was like, good to know.
That's a crazy story.
Yeah.
Seven siblings in a car and you had room for dumbbells.
That's a synopsis.
That's a big minivan.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on there, but
now he's worth zillions of dollars, but he works out every single day in the morning. And I mean, obviously you don't have to do that. That doesn't have to be your blueprint, but
no.
Just exercise in general. It keeps your confidence up, keeps you disciplined, and it keeps you going.
I had a teacher who, when we were getting close to the end of high school, he was giving out like recommendations for college, you know, things to be successful. And he said, develop some kind of an exercise routine. He said, it doesn't have to be anything special. It could be walking for 20 minutes. He said, it could be running for a half hour. It could be whatever you want. He said, just do it because it's something to get your mind away from your everyday, you know, your life, your projects, whatever. You get away from that. You get away from a lot of things. You build a good habit. You get healthier and you feel better.
Yeah,
I can't agree more.
So many benefits, natural dopamine too. But we're gonna conclude that episode right here. As always, we appreciate the listen, guys. Keep coming back because we have good conversations. So keep coming back and refer other people because I think everybody should hear this kind of stuff. And thank you so much.
Hey guys, stay strong, stay buff.
Thank you.